The Museum Center's curator of archaeology, Bob Genheimer, was more than happy to pull out the collection of artifacts dating back to 1895 and 96.
I believe most of these are Eno Meyer photographs.
The first group of Indians living at the zoo were Cree Indians from Montana who originally performed in northern Kentucky.
Wild West shows at the end of the 19th century were big because the frontier had disappeared and people were enamored with this whole Wild West, Indians fighting, all this sort of stuff. So the promoter from this group in Bellevue just took off, left the Indians there. They didn't want to leave, and the zoo came in and sort of rescued them.
The zoo then paid them to perform, and their shows, which simulated attacks on villages and people being burned at the stake, were a hit, according to director Thane Maynard.
They were not at all on exhibit like you imagine zoo animals on exhibit. It was much more of a cultural exhibit, much as way today we might bring, you know, drummers from a far away place to show culture.
They lived in teepees. Each person had a contract ranging from $5 to $50 a month, and visitors flocked to see them, netting the zoo $25,000 in one summer. So the next year, the zoo recruited another group of Indians to put on shows. In 1896, a Congo Sioux from the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota brought 89 people to live and perform here after the zoo got approval from the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Now, there are two funny stories that add to this. Anyone that runs an outdoor venue, you know, a park, a zoo, often complains about the weather. Like, well, everything was going great, and then the weather went bad. I'm not kidding. When you look back in the zoo history books, it says, well, everything was going great, but then the weather turned and it rained a lot, so we lost our shirt and didn't make any money that summer. I mean, I'm not kidding you. That's exactly what I say to the board now when it's hot in July, like, oh, the weather killed us.
Because of the bad weather, the zoo didn't make much money the second year and didn't invite the Sioux back, even though the Indians wrote letters asking to work for the zoo again. Maynard also points out the famous Cincinnati painter Henry Farney sketched some of these Indians while they were here, and photographer Eno Meyer also captured their images. The Museum Center's Bob Genheimer has quite a collection of these pictures. It turns out at least one Indian is in five or six pictures identified by his tattoo. Genheimer's favorite artifact is a beaded band the Sioux Indians used with a blanket. An estate donated the band to the museum 20 years ago.
So here's this guy, the executor, and we're looking at it, and lo and behold, we found a picture of a Native American woman, a Sioux woman, wearing that blanket with that band. In fact, there's another photograph of a man wearing the same blanket, and it's clearly the exact same one. So it put chills down everyone's spine. It was like one of those moments like, oh my God, I can't believe that we just found a picture of this woman wearing this 100 years ago.
Genheimer says a Cree named Hidden Bird actually died in Cincinnati, and it was a big spectacle. He called for a priest to baptize him and to read him last rites. There was a funeral mass downtown at St. Xavier Church and a procession of Indians on horseback to the burial at St. Joseph Cemetery. As part of their contract, the Indians were supposed to have proper food while they lived at the zoo, but apparently they had to press the German chefs to get it.
We know that they balked at the food that was being given them. Apparently, they were being given lower cuts of meat, lower class cuts of meat. And these guys come from the plains. They knew how to butcher animals, and they demanded some of the better cuts of meat as well.
Reportedly, they followed the chefs on shopping trips and cataloged the food purchases, requesting more vegetables, blackberries, and watermelon. So why did they like it here so much? Genheimer says the Sioux were impoverished, the buffalo were almost extinct, and in Cincinnati they had a chance to live an urban life, see all the sights, and go shopping. They might have even had a chance to ride the streetcar. You can see photos of the Indians, the beaded blanket band, and copies of their contract online at WVXU.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.